Lesson 9, Part 1, Section A.
Good morning, Alex. My name is Dr. Branham. I'm Dr. Brodsky's assistant.
Good morning, Mrs. Lovely day, isn't it?
Indeed it is. May I take this? How are you feeling this morning?
Fine.
Good. In a few minutes, you'll meet Dr. Brodsky and we'll begin your treatment. You're a very lucky boy to have been chosen.
I realize all that, Mrs., and I'm very grateful to all concerned.
We're going to be friends now, sir.
I hope so, Mrs.
Question 1. Where does the dialogue most probably take place? Question 2. At what time of the day does the dialogue take place? Question 3. What's the woman's job? Question 4. What is Alex going to have that day? Section B. 1. The woman's name is Dr. Brodsky. 2. The weather is terrible that day. 3. The woman wants to be Alex's friend.
Part 2. 1. I am deeply gratified by the large number of people who have been encouraging me to consider running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. 2. It is an honor to serve you, and I feel this evening a deep sense of honor, a deep sense of responsibility, and a deep sense of humility. You have put your trust in me, and I intend to repay that trust. I will not let you down. 3. I didn't prove anything. I'm just constantly trying to do well. I have a long way to go.
Part 3, Passage 1. Elizabeth Jolly was born in the industrial Midlands of England and brought up in a household half English and three-quarters Viennese. She later attended a Quaker boarding school. She moved to Western Australia in 1959 with her husband and three children, and since then has worked in a wide variety of jobs, most recently as part-time tutor at the Fremantle Arts Center and at the Western Australian Institute of Technology in the School of English. She was writer-in-residence in 1982, and now, with the assistance of a major grant from the Literature Board of the Australian Council, she writes full-time. Her stories began appearing in Australian journals in the mid-1960s, and her work has attracted increasing critical attention and praise, and she has won many literary awards.
Question 1. Where was Elizabeth Jolly born? Question 2. When did she move to Australia? Question 3. How can she write full-time now? Question 4. What does she write? Passage 2. Cooking is a traditional skill developed over hundreds of years, and traditional skills are often the first victims of industrialization. On the commercial level, Britain developed some of the world's most efficient farms and led the way in food technology and packaging. Yet, on the personal level, the British lost the idea that cooking could be an art form and that eating should be more enjoyable than filling a car with petrol. Generations of children were taught that it was wrong to enjoy food, that people should eat to live and not live to eat. This situation started to change around 20 years ago, when people began to go to foreign countries for their holidays in large numbers and discovered that eating out could be a real pleasure. In more recent years, there has been enough economic prosperity in Britain to support the development of a restaurant culture. People used to eat out in Britain maybe 3 times a year. Now it will be more like 3 times every week.
Question 1. What's this passage about? Question 2. On what level has Britain led the way in food technology and packaging? Question 3. What were generations of British children taught about food? Question 4. How many times in a year did British people probably eat out in the past?